Alexander's youth. Even as a boy, Alexander displayed intelligence, courage, and strength. A very famous tale tells of how young Alexander used his quick wit to tame a very wild horse.
"This horse is useless," King Philip said to the horse dealer. "He's so wild that nobody could possibly ride him. He is definitely not worth all the silver you want for it."
The massive black horse reared and neighed fiercely in the dusty pen. The king's men were afraid to go near it.
"But my lord," said the horse dealer, "have you ever seen a beast so strong? Think of what a marvelous addition this would be to your army."
Even as he spoke, the beast bucked wildly and kicked over one of the king's servants.
"What good is all his strength if he can't be controlled?" yelled King Philip.
But over in the royal stables stood the young Prince Alexander, his dusty blonde hair blowing in the breeze. He watched with admiration at the horse's powerful muscles. If that mighty beast could be tamed, what a steed it would make, Alexander thought to himself. It would be fit for a prince.
"Get rid of it," Philip said. "I've seen enough."
"Wait, father," young Alexander cried, running up to his father. "Please, let me try."
King Philip laughed.
"You? Son, experienced horsemen have been unable to tame this wild creature. You think you will fare any better?"
"I beg you, father, let me try. If I cannot tame him, I will pay the whole price for him. But if I can tame him, he will be my steed."
Philip looked at his brave little son with amusement.
"Very well," he said after a long and thoughtful silence. "Let us see what you can do."
Alexander leaped into the pen. The horse backed away in fright, but Alexander spoke soothingly to it. He noticed that the horse was turned away from the sun. He appeared to be frightened of his own shadow. Once Alexander realized this, he turned the horse into the sun so he could no longer see his shadow. After this, the horse's nerves settled and he became gentle. The crowd gasped in awe as Alexander jumped upon the back of the beast and trotted around the pen. King Philip was very impressed with his son's wisdom. Philip rushed up to Alexander with tears in his eyes.
"My son," he said proudly, "you'd better look around for a bigger kingdom. I fear one day Macedonia will be too small for you."
Alexander grew up to be a fine general, helping his father's army conquer Greece. Once Greece was theirs, Philip and Alexander plotted to invade Asia and make war on the Persian Empire. But as time went by, Alexander and his father grew apart. Alexander felt that his father did not give him enough power, and King Philip did not trust Alexander or Alexander's mother. Tension boiled over when Alexander was a teenager. One day, King Philip, Alexander, and all the nobles were attending a wedding. Everybody was drinking a lot of wine and having a merry time. But then King Philip allowed Alexander to be insulted by another noble. Alexander got angry and threw a cup at the noble's head.
"Apologize for your behavior," the king shouted.
Alexander refused. He got up and stormed out of the wedding. King Philip rose from his couch to chase Alexander, but he had drunk so much wine that he stumbled and fell over. Alexander turned and laughed.
"This is the man who is going to take you from Greece to Persia, and yet he can't even move from one couch to the next."
King Philip was embarrassed and angry.
"You're banished,"
he shouted at his son.
"Get out of my kingdom."
Alexander immediately left and was exiled from the kingdom of Macedonia.